Hey, welcome back to Auto Transport Intel. What's going on, everybody? Thanks for joining us today on Thursday, noon Central Time, on Dispatching Live, where we look at the load boards in real time. We are searching for loads. If you need load board search advice or you're looking for a good dispatcher, you have found the right place. Do me a favor. Please leave a like. And also, you see that share button below the video screen. You hit that copy button. You can share the link to this right now. You can text it, email it, share it on social media, tap your friend on the shoulder, say, listen, man, this is the live dispatching show. This is the Car Shipping Business Channel. You really want to be a part of this and see if we can help you. Do this. Put in the live chat. Put in your company name and your route and your trailer capacity, and we'll do a search for you. We want to help. We're here to help, so please do go to autotransportintel.com. Go ahead and click on the sign up button, and you can sign up as an ATI insider. Doesn't cost a thing. You can get a free first talk with Ty, get a seat at our round table, and also let me know if you can hear me and see me okay. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, saying hello in the live chat. Awesome. Victory Lap Transport is here. Hey, what's going on? Thanks for joining today. I'm so glad that you like this show and that it's working for you and that it's helping. I really appreciate that. Chance Irons is here. He's parked at the truck stop, ready to go. That's awesome. Thank you, Chance. That means a lot. Murphy Auto Transport, of course, is in the live chat. And Fritz Duval loves the show. Thank you, Fritz. That's so cool. And Craig Henshaw is with us here again today. So thank you guys so much. Oh, Danny B, not to be left out. Carlos Braxton, what's up, you guys? Thank you. Thank you so much. Dispatching Live is a fun part of the week. This is the crazy show, obviously. Who wears a referee shirt in the middle of the day on a Thursday? I do, because as a dispatcher, we are caught in the middle. We're trying to work with the carrier, trying to work with the broker. We're trying to talk to the resident, work around their hair appointment, and the dealer, and the recovery guy, and you just it's crazy. So, and Jay Wilson is here. Thank you so much, Jay Wilson, for tuning in. Guys, really do appreciate it. And we're going to go to, oh, Jay got in here first. Jay is in here first with, Jay has North Carolina to Tennessee. And do me a favor again, put in your trailer capacity. I just can't remember. If you don't put it in, we'll search for, you know, three or four. And Sue has kind of her regular searches anyways. Ooh, Chance is in here second. Chance with Oregon to anywhere. Now, Chance, I remember. Chance is a five car based out of L.A. You see, huh? I'll eventually get some of this. All right, so what am I doing? I'm going to go. Let's go to Sue. Let's bring Sue in here and see what's going on. Sue, can you see me and hear me?
Hey.
Hey.
I can, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. What's going on?
Oh, you know, the usual pulling her hair out, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so how are you doing?
It's slow season.
Okay?
Yeah, it's slow season. You know, it's the normal. We're used to this. It's just, you know, it doesn't make it any easier.
I know. Well, how's the load board capacity? Are we about the same?
Oh, pretty crappy. Yeah, let's start there. We have 21,350 loads, and I would say probably more than half of them are all Florida.
Wow. That's down 1,000 from last week.
Yes. And wow. I mean, honestly, I think us normal people that are dealing with like the rest of the world, I'm going to say there's probably only 10,000 loads that are actually for us. Most of this stuff is Florida. Everything's going to Florida or it's coming out of Florida. This is typical. This is slow season. I mean, we're used to it. Not everybody's used to it. There's, you know, the new people, new drivers, new dispatchers probably are not used to this time of the year, but this is the way it goes.
Ooh, yeah, good point. If you're a new dispatcher, it's not always this bad, but it's this bad every year.
Yeah, it is. And usually lasts until about, you know, 1st of January, sometimes middle of January. It just really depends. And I guarantee you this COVID thing is going to make a huge impact as to when it's going to break out too.
That's a really good point is that COVID or no COVID, which actually it's COVID, that yes, slow season is always hard anyways. And now with COVID coming back, the second wave, is this the third wave? Who knows what wave this is? But and when you consider the safety, so the rates are bad, and you might catch COVID. So there's that,
yeah.
Right? I mean, we always have to think about this, that there's actually, you know, there are safety. People are getting, you know, I don't want to get political. Get me out of this thing really quick. But people are getting sick that, you know, they didn't think they were gonna. And then we've seen time and again, people that are sick, they're like, yeah, if you're out there and you don't think this is real, I'm laying in the hospital bed and I'm telling you. So there's that, right? Yeah. And we don't have the stimulus checks we had last time. So
no, we don't. I'm not sure that we're not going to, though. I think they're probably working on something like that.
Yeah. But,
I live in the boonies. Okay. So we don't really do masks down here. I mean, honestly. So when I go to a big city, wearing a mask is like a whole. Yeah. I mean, like we go to the grocery store just fine. Like down here is like normal, but I'm living in a population of like 200 people. So it's a little different for people in bigger cities. I was talking to a couple of my best friends that live in Springfield, and she said that she hasn't hugged her kids in 5 months because of COVID, which is really sad.
Well,
so,
yeah,
I feel very lucky as to where I'm at. Yeah.
That's the thing. See, that's what's so crazy is that what you just said, like there are a lot of people living that way. I just heard that in Texas, like a text went out telling everybody to stay home for Thanksgiving. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Anyways.
No, I know that John sent me something for Ohio yesterday, I believe, or the day before, that they put in a curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. in Ohio. They issued that. And I think there's a couple other states that are talking about doing it, too.
They got an overnight curfew? What's anybody?
Yeah.
Wait. Why does COVID spread faster at night? Okay.
I think it has something to do maybe with the bars. Would that have something to do with it?
Okay. Right. What was I thinking? That's how long it's been since I've been out drinking. Right?
Yeah, I don't drink, so I hear you. But
yeah, well, keep it to yourself. Okay.
Hey, so, all right, so back to what we were doing.
Oh, yeah. Hey, this is Dispatching Live. We're doing load board search advice. Okay, so all right, let's
I don't
jump.
Know where he's at.
Yeah, North Carolina to Tennessee for Jay. Oh, Jay is a two-car. Right, we know Jay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Jay.
We do.
Thanks for the reminder. Yeah, so two-car trailer, North Carolina to Tennessee, and I want to say he's normally in Virginia. We'll get to know this ecosystem sooner or later.
I don't know where he's at in North Carolina. Assertus just put one up out of Charlotte to Mount Juliet, though, for $275 and Ford Escape.
Okay.
If you're further over, there's one in Mabane, that's going to be Copart or IA.
And I like, when it comes to Charlotte, I like either Raleigh or, North Carolina. I like Raleigh and Charlotte. That's kind of, those are my go-to cities.
Or if you're in Raleigh, you can do Raleigh, Greensboro, and possibly Statesville to go to Nashville.
Right.
Because you'll go all through that
area. And if you're in Charlotte, you do not pick up in Raleigh.
Right. And here we got one and for Assertus again over in Raleigh area going to Nashville for $315, an RDX.
Mm-hmm.
Cars Arrive has one, but it's an in-op going through Knoxville, which you would go through. That's in Charlotte. But if it's an in-op, more than likely you're going to need a winch. It depends on, where it's at. You'd have to go onto their board and look at it. Assertus has another one here in Charlotte going to Nashville for $290. And
oh, so that's two in Charlotte to Nashville with Assertus.
Yeah.
That's good. I like it.
And
he's a two car. Hey, what are the two?
Yeah.
Are they both
SUVs? We got a bunch. We got a Ford Escape, which is not very big.
Okay.
And then we've got the other one in Charlotte is a Frontier, so that's
now,
assuming a pickup truck.
But does Assertus, some companies have that rule where it's a minimum of a three-car trailer, right?
No. What do you mean? Do they have to be a three-car? Yeah,
Haven't we talked about that? Did I dream that?
You dreamed that one.
No, I
did
not.
Hey, you know I'm a woman. I remember these things,
well,
right?
True. Yeah. All right, Jay. Overruled.
Anyways, but I don't know if he's hooked up with Assertus. I mean, you still have to carry the, I think it's 100,000 if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and he may not be signed up with Assertus. We'll see, but
yeah.
But that's and so recommendation number one, Jay, go get signed up with Assertus. Go to where do you go? Metroloads.com, right?
Yeah.
If you go to Assertus Delivers, that's the company page. Metroloads.com.
Yeah, right here. We'll go into it.
Yep.
See where it says? It says sign up right there. And you can go in and
there you
click
go.
On it.
Metroloads.
And I also have the list. And anybody wants the list, email me. I'll send them the list.
So if you're looking for a list of the brokers and requirements, packets, sign up information, etc. Ooh, that's a good one. Wow, that's a good page right there. Email Sue. She's got the information. How do people contact you, Sue? What is it? Murphy Auto Transport? Yeah, Murphy?
31.
Murphy 31? No,
Murphy Auto Transport 31 at yahoo.com.
Yeah, Murphy Auto Transport 31 at yahoo.com. Okay, so there is Sue's email address. Do it right now. If you are looking for this, she's got it on the screen too, like this. This this Assertus, you got your cargo insurance requirements,
cargo and liability,
other requirements. Yeah, she's got this information. So email Sue and say, "Hey Sue, can I get a copy of the broker requirements?
Carrier list,
carrier list." I was just dreaming. Yep. Hey Victory Lap Transport, that's two that I was just dreaming. So J1 dreaming two.
All right. So, well, it looks like there's stuff on there for Jay. So, his chance is next, right? We got Portland, Oregon to anywhere.
So final recommendation, because I like to put a period on the sentence. We're saying
there's a couple.
Signed up with Assertus, and if you're looking at Charlotte, now we don't know what city in North Carolina yet, but we are.
Right.
Charlotte, actually, they're both looking okay. And we just looked. That's the thing to remember. Pro tip. We just started looking. So, you know, when I've trained dispatchers, I've said, you know, don't drop your dolly in the dirt just because you've been looking for a minute. Okay? Right?
Sometimes it takes us all day long.
Yeah, you
got to
look all day. So... hang in there, be patient, learn something. And that's why it's good to have more than one driver. Because if you're only looking for one driver and it's painful, you're in a world of pain. That's why you need several drivers. So you're in several worlds of pain.
Yep. But at least you might have something to do.
That might be the name of this show. Several worlds of pain. Okay.
Well, I do. I mean, and honestly, if he's in Raleigh area, you have the Mabane one right there that's paying well. And then you also have another Assertus one that's in Cary, which is Raleigh. So there's either, if you're on either side, there's loads going either way. So you're covered.
Well, okay. Cool. All right, cool. So we're going to, thank you, Chance. Appreciate that, buddy. Go ahead and put your, if you just tuned in to Dispatching Live, you can put your route that you're searching, your trailer capacity, in the live chat. We will search for you next. Chances up. Oregon to anywhere, 5-car. And we know that he's based out of L.A., so we know that, we're not going to probably not going to do Oregon to Rhode Island.
No, we're going to put a Portland, Oregon, and I'm going to put a minimum of 2 up, just to all, and see what kind of
folks. Oh, here we go. Let's shake up the dice. Okay, remember... when you're searching for lows on the spot market, anything can happen. Lucky sixes!
Ooh, there's only 14 loads with a minimum of 2. Okay, let's see what we got. We got a couple going down to San Diego for Montway. That's a big old Lincoln Continental right there. Hey, we got a 5-pack right there. Oh, they're pickups. Forget that. Nobody's going to be able to take that. There's 2. Those aren't paying very well. Going down to Wilmington, which is LA area. Oh, and look, they even said Godspeed. How nice of them. 43 cents a mile.
What? Godspeed? Oh, my God. Godspeed. Oh my gosh, that is.
Did they raise that price up and then
so
put that on there?
Much. I mean, I don't know. We got horns, and I wish I had confetti to blow everywhere. That's fantastic. Thank you. Godspeed.
Oh my.
And at 43 cents a mile, right? Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you can get Godspeed for 43 cents a mile.
Yeah, you can't for 43 cents a mile. I agree.
Does anybody...
There's a two-pack of... Oh, jeez.
What would you like to see the cents per mile be when the request and the reference ID is Godspeed?
Godspeed.
That is fantastic.
Well, I would think it should be a dollar a mile then.
Right. God is good.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
I have it someplace. In okay. Let's see here. Let me. There's two Chevy Bel Airs here. I don't know if he has a winch. I don't know if that's still paying enough at 57 cents a mile. One runs, one does not. Going down to Chino. Here's another. And oh, these are fork on, fork off. But there's. Going into Chico, so that's not very far.
Oh.
Is Chico's like Sacramento area? Does that sound right?
Chico's, yeah, that does sound right. Hey, listen, by the way, we got a little bit of live chat action here. Julissa says she's got some industry news. I told her to go ahead. By the way, hello, Reggie McCorkle. Thanks for tuning in. You guys also know, if you've got a route you want us to help us search for, please put it in the live chat. Trailer capacity and from where to where. Now, Julissa says that a broker has a CarMax contract, but when she sent the driver to pick up the load today, twice the loads she has verified were given away to another hauler. Ouch.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I talked to Julissa about this, and I told her to mention this because people need to be kind of aware. So CarMax, as we all know, has contracts with a few major brokers.
Uh-huh. Yeah. RPM. Ah, so right. Yeah. It may not be this broker's issue, huh?
That's my thing. I'm wondering, this is what I told her what I was afraid of was happening is, we know how CarMax did what they did a few years ago to, what was it, autotransport.com. And they skipped off on them and then moved to United Road. And then it also was United Road and RPM. I've been seeing these loads for CarMax come up through different companies lately. I know Metro's had a couple of them. I know that ACI has been listing them. So I don't know what's up. But I have had this happen before with RPM and well, not with RPM, with CarMax. Also, CarMax has their own drivers as well. And we've shown up to pick up loads before and their own driver picked them up too. So I know RPM's rule of thumb is you're supposed to call an hour out before you go to pick up the cars.
Right, like you booked a load. I can't believe it. You need to keep checking.
Right, and that's what they always tell us. For us to be sure that the car is still there, you're supposed to call an hour out. However, you know as well as I do, it wouldn't
matter
sometimes.
Talking about be sure the car is there.
Yeah.
What is with that? That is unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, especially if you're like basing your load on these cars.
Unreal.
I mean, I'm not even talking about the whole pack. I've had a driver literally pull up for a 9-car pack, and CarMax had their own personal driver pick them up. And they're like,
yeah, it's like airline seats, right? They overbook, right?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Why are you messing around?
I think what it is, RPM is never notified when they send their own companies over there. So they think they have these loads, and they only give them so many days to get them in, and then we show up to get them. I mean, literally, I've had it happen twice where he was standing there, and they were already loading them on their truck, and they're like, "Whoops, sorry." And then again, we went over there, and the guy had just left with the load. So,
wow, listen to this. Rocky just dropped a bomb. He says that company plays dirty. They call around for lowballer brokers to compare prices with their own drivers. Mm-hmm. No guarantee on load pickups. They waste a lot of people's time and money. And and even Carlos says their drivers can take any car they want, regardless if it is assigned to someone else or not. Wow, dudes.
True.
Insane. Yep. And, you know, this is what makes me crazy, by the way. Because then, if I see that company during one of these days talk about how they take care of everybody and they celebrate life. What a bunch of nonsense. That corporate stuff makes me freaking crazy.
Well, I mean, they put autotransport.com out of business. They left him holding the bag for like $1 million.
I totally forgot. I know what you're talking about. Autotransport, right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, right. Because
they've been a family-owned business for years, and it literally put them out of business.
God, because they owed them so much money, right? They didn't pay their bills?
Oh, right. My God. Well, they didn't pay the bill. It was like $1 million. And then they, you know, you only have so much money in broker bonds. I think one of my guys got like $100 out of one of his loans, and the other guy got nothing. So, yeah, you just don't know.
So what do you do, right? Everybody, this is where, you know, you get enough, right? You get enough flaming pitchforks, and you're like, okay, let's get them. I mean, what can you do?
There's nothing.
And that's right. That's right. That because we know other very large companies, right, that it's well known that they don't take care of their vendors. Huh? We know who we're talking about. Dispatchula. Okay, that had nothing to do with the topic. I'm moving on. Okay. So, because I don't have the answer. I have no idea what the answer is. Because we can talk about it till we're blue in the face. But I guess what we can do is, as a community, we can look at each other and say, all right, well, now that we know this, you know, put it even lower on your... It's still going to get hauled for. Godspeed! Yeah. Okay.
Let's see here. Okay, so we're still looking. What is... Why do they have these listed? Oh, well, look. Well, honestly, Chance, this wouldn't be bad right here. They've got four of them. And they're both, it's $1,400 to go 446 miles into Chico. And it says fork on, fork off.
Whoa, did you see that? Hey, you see that, Chance? I like it.
Those are good.
One pick, one drop. Mm-hmm. Now, can he get all four of those? I mean, those are some big ones.
I would.
He's okay, yeah.
Well, you got an AMC Rambler convertible, so that's nothing big. I mean, I don't think he's going to take five with these because these Bel Airs are going to be big.
That's what I'm saying, though. Well, maybe they'll, what do you think? Do you think they'll split it up? What do you think? That's $350 a car. What do you think they'll do?
I don't think they would split them up. But Chance, don't you think you could take that?
With a little bit of elbow grease? Do you have a winch?
You don't need a winch. It's fork on, fork off.
Well, I know, but the thing is, you can't fork on four on a five car, can you? Well, you put it on the back spot. You know what I'm getting at, right? Because it depends on...
I don't know what the GN is.
Exactly.
Look at that. This is what it is. Two go up in the
fork
air, right?
Off.
Yeah,
you can I think John once told me to fork off.
That would not surprise me. No, look, he should be able to get that on there with a fork. See how they're laid out?
Oh, that's his trade. That's the GN550. Yeah. Yeah. But you see what I'm saying? But even that second position could be a tough fork.
He's calling him right now, and he has a winch, he said.
And he has a winch. Go get it, Chance. Yeah, exactly. Go get him.
Let us know if you get it, because, you know, ooh, it could be, you know
what I need? I need one of them cowbell dinner bells. Go get them. That's what I need.
I'm sending you a gong.
Oh, okay. I want the gong, but I want the dinner bell. I definitely want the dinner bell. I'm going to make a note and see if I can find one. Yeah, I like that idea. Because I just don't have enough props.
Or call Jermaine. Tell him Chris won't answer the phone.
You guys hear this? Probably at least once a show. She's got to, you know, she's got to go kick the... You know, kick the troops in line or whatever she does.
I mean, honestly, that's the best paying load on there, Chance. So if you get that,
that's good stuff. I think he likes it. Yeah, I think he's interested. Oh, or a fishing pole. I need a fishing pole. Gosh. Wow.
I've never heard of this company that's got them listed.
I think
before.
I know what fishing pole to get. A Zebco.
They got lots of good ratings, though. Let's see.
Need a Zebco.
They're a broker. You're good.
What CarMax... Oh, Rocky says, what CarMax wants is a truck to be on there every day, empty, yep, ready to load to go anywhere at the drop of a hat for cheap.
Yes, cheap.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree.
Is right. They, Blank is right next door to me. They like to drop brokers and deal direct with the driver. Oh, wow. That's interesting. But that is funny because there is... I don't know how many times I've talked to a broker as a dispatcher, and I could tell that they're like, yeah, so your guy's right around the corner, empty, ready to go, right? Like, it's so funny. Yeah. Why would you think that? I mean, how big is the United States? You think the driver's down the street, ready to go, empty, full tank of gas? I mean, what's up with that? How weird is that? Why would you think that? Chance says, I need one more car and I'll be fully loaded. All right, so...
Oh, so he got him.
Oh, wow.
He got him, then.
Sounds like he did
so
get
him. So he can put on another car is what he's saying, then.
Okay, cool. This is where, as a dispatcher, I'd say, hey, but look. Are you sure? Okay, yeah, go ahead and look. Maybe that same company has another
let's
one,
maybe. Look.
Well,
yeah, because I put up minimum of two, so let's see if there's one individual
Rocky
one
says,
on here.
Rocky says they also pay slow and they want billing 30 days. Wow. Right, and that's how they snuffed out autotransport.com, right? Wow. This is crazy, man. This is several worlds of pain.
I'm going to just put in Chico because that's kind of where he's going. So.
And I'm going to look on the map. I want to know where Chico is.
I did. I looked it up earlier. It's 80 miles Sacramento? Above, 90 miles above Sacramento. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a guy... that used to talk about Chico. Yeah, okay. That's why it sounded familiar.
Especially stuff isn't on
it. It's actually an interesting spot because you're north of Sacramento, so you could pick up in Sacramento if you wanted to head south. You could head back north, getting stuff in Redding. You could find stuff going east because... Chico's a spot where you could head over to Reno and Salt Lake. Chico's an interesting spot.
So here's like 360 View has a Subaru Crosstrek on here from Portland to Sacramento, but that might be too tall.
Oh, but see, that goes to Sacramento. Now you're committed to Sac.
Yeah, but think about this. He's probably not going to load out of Chico. He's probably going to have to load out of Sacramento. That's the next big city. So if you're going to end up going that way, you might as well take one.
Yeah, they're making a good point.
Look at this. That's weird. There's a Crosstrek for cars arrive on here, too. Huh, that's interesting.
Is it the same
year? I don't
think
it's the same vehicle, though. No, it's a different year. It's just weird. Let's see. What else we got? Chance, you're needing a car, right? I don't think you can do this Crosstrek, can you?
That's the other thing that I was going to say is that, I mean, that's four large in-ops.
Mm-hmm.
You get if you get that fifth Rambler one, it better be worth it.
Well, this Rambler shouldn't be big. This one right here. You think that's big? I thought they were smaller.
Well, isn't that like a Jeep? No, shoot, I'm thinking of something else.
No, I think these are. I don't think these are big. Yeah, see,
dude,
see what the length.
Is. Dude,
what?
Aren't all four of those units rather large sedans?
No. That car, that Jeep Rambler, is only 14.77 foot long. So, no, it's not. That's actually really tiny.
Okay. All right. Busted.
So, he could probably, he may be able to take a car. Oh, he wants a car, he says. It's just a car.
Right. And Rocky says no factoring. Yeah. That there are some folks, that is just a strict principle. No factoring.
Let's see.
Rocky's a principled man.
Well, right now on here, Chance, it's only the Crosstrek. That would be the only thing either for cars arrive or
but
for
while you're loading those four, plenty of time. I mean,
yeah,
he's not going to be ready
when he's
to
picking
leave.
Up.
Yeah, and that's and it's an hour south of Portland. Shoot, man. He's got several hours to look and just... You can hairpin that search, right?
True. Yeah. Well, and you could look, like, we could move this down to more like where this place is, Scio, Oregon, too, and see if there's anything that's further south going that way. Let's try that. Ohio. Again.
By the way, do me a favor. You can leave a like. You're in charge of your of that clicker. And also, we got another hour here, so if you've got a friend that's struggling on a route search, copy and paste that YouTube link. You can text it, email it, share it on social media, let people know that this is Dispatching Live on the Car Shipping Business Channel. And and we want to help. We really do. Hey, what do we got? Sorry, Jay, I got to get back to work. Yeah, man. Cool. Hey, thanks for tuning in. That was awesome, Rocky. It was good to see you in here, buddy. I know how busy you are. So I appreciate your time and value your input. That was really great stuff.
There's a Prius on here out of Eugene going into Sacramento for $400. That would be small enough. I don't know. Let me see what Eugene does to you.
Fork on, fork off. I wonder what kind of location that is.
Oh, did it say fork on too?
It does.
Oh, it's probably another Copart. Yeah, I mean, that would work for you right there. Let's see how far that is from Skyo. I hate it for some reason why it won't sometimes give you how far away they are. 57 miles. Another 57 miles down. That's along your route. I mean, I know you end up in Sacramento, but I'm telling you, you're probably going to load out of Sacramento anyways.
So then we got to look at the clock. So if he loads, if he gets four fork on in Scio, goes another hour down the road, tops, gets forked. It's Pacific time. It's 10:30 Pacific. Yeah, he should be good.
Yeah. Yeah, you should be fine. I mean, get that one. That's probably what I would
get say. That Prius. And it's COD. I like that.
Yeah.
COD. More. I mean, really, it's amazing. COD. Whether it's check on delivery, cash on delivery, just knowing that you've delivered and you got your money. Wow. Wow. Ain't nothing better than just having money in hand. I mean, that's worth. Sometimes a COD is worth an extra $50. And I don't want to get crazy, but. Because chasing money, and Rocky was just about chasing money. God, chasing money sucks.
It's part of the game.
Well, it is part. I mean, it's just part of. But like you just said, it's part of the game. Part of the game. That's why you gotta know when to hold them. Okay. Nobody listens to that song. Is that song still popular? Anybody?
Right.
It's not Kenny Loggins. Richard Kenny? No, what's a guy's name? Jeez. Huh? Okay, so I gotta fill the time and the wattage. We got Chance lined up and we do not have another Route Scout request. So it's an open line. If you have a question, actually, what we're going to do is we're going to tell a story. But again, if you've got a route search, am I still live? I hope so. Are you still live? Check, check.
I'm still live.
Yeah, I think we're still here. Thanks for checking in. Kenny Rogers, yes. Carlos Braxton got it. I was close. Kenny Rogers.
I don't know what you were talking about.
yeah, typical.
All right.
Silverman, hey. Silverman says, hey, what's up, Dispatching Live? Having fun? Yeah, we're having a pretty good time. We are, like I like to say, party of one. Yeah, I'll do this show even if nobody tunes in, and there's your sadness. Okay, so
Fritz, you want a three-pack only, is what you're saying? He's got Maryland to anywhere.
Maryland Anywhere three-pack for Fritz. Thank you, Fritz.
Okay, I'm going to add Virginia in there, Fritz. Just don't get mad at me, but I'm adding Virginia because I know you're right on the board.
Here she goes. Come on, lucky sixes.
Hold on, I haven't pushed the button.
Oh, I was ahead of you. All right, well, let me rack them up again.
I'm going to put a minimum of two as well, Fritz, because I don't know that's the three bags going to roll
out. You're throwing a dart at the dartboard when you're looking on the spot market. So here we go. She's got them racked up.
Okay. Now we got some 8-packs. We got some 6-packs. Here's a 2-pack. I'm going to Nashville. What are they? I don't know. We'd have to go to the board. Are you only a 3-car, Fritz? Because, I mean, we need to be looking for more money than 50 cents a mile if you're a 3-car. Okay, Fritz. Cool. Let's see.
Three pack Maryland to anywhere.
Because these, I mean, these aren't paying. Here's a three pack for a Certus, but they're not only 48 cents a mile, and that's not enough money.
What happens if? What if you open another window? Because if we're gonna sift through, well, keep going.
Okay. All right. Do you want to, how about if we raise the money?
Let's do another bid. Let's do another. Okay. Let's duplicate our window. Do not close the window. You may want that. You duplicate the window. You right click, duplicate the window. We're just going to raise the minimum cents per mile, you know, so we drain the swamp.
If he's a three car, we need to be making more money than that. And we're going to. Although I will say it is slow season, so anything over 50 cents a mile lately is your.
And hey, bonus. Fritz says he's going to call you next week.
Yes.
What's the number?
Yeah, I said, cool. 417-273-0021. Or shoot me an email too, Fritz. That's cool too.
Call Sue at Murphy Auto. Awesome. Yep, there you go. There's the phone number. That's cool.
Okay, so I put a minimum of at least 60 cents a mile. That reduced it. Oh, my God. Do you see what that reduced it down to?
Right.
We went from 104 or 102 down to 31. That's
Whoa.
Pretty sad.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
It's probably local stuff, too. Like, yeah.
Right, exactly. That's what happens. Yeah, you get all the local stuff. But we might find that gold bar. You know, it's like panning for gold. I'm not going to get a gold pan and the water and the gold dust, but it is like panning for gold.
Well, there's a couple going over to Pittsburgh for art pan. There's a couple.
But
going
you can tell
there.
I've panned for gold. I know that. Okay.
I honestly still think these. I wouldn't do. I know these are a dollar a mile, but Baltimore's crazy. And if you look, you need a Twick to get these. And I know that's not very far, but I've literally taken cars to Pittsburgh for $400 a piece before.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Because Pittsburgh is also a pain in the butt as well. Mm-hmm. So, let's see. Mm-hmm. Got two more. Apparently, mm-hmm. RPM has several vehicles over in the Baltimore Twig mm-hmm. at the port here going to different places.
EcoSport. I've seen that. Yeah, that's a... They moved a lot of EcoSports.
Yeah, an e-car must be having these. I get this. This is similar, so that makes me think there's.
Fritz
something.
Says that his area sucks. Well,
yeah.
Does it? No. I thought Baltimore was all right. No?
No.
Really?
No. If you want to do local stuff, yeah, it's fine. But I have a guy that lives in Woodbridge, Virginia. He's a four car, and it's always like pulling hair to get him out, too. During COVID time, it wasn't. It was easy because, you know, of course, we had more loads and less people. But right now, it's tough. And we usually, when we leave Woodbridge, Virginia, we're usually going to either Atlanta, Georgia, or Nashville, Tennessee, Cincinnati, or Columbus, or Cleveland. That's kind of the places that the loads come out of that area. And he does pick up in Maryland. We picked up three at Baltimore, three Toyota Tacomas yesterday. Going to Atlanta, Georgia, and they were actually paying really good. It was $1,660 for three of them going down to Atlanta, which is actually good money.
Well,
we took a little car too.
Fritz says he has a Twick, so
okay.
Now, I guess the next question is, Fritz, are you signed up with RPM? Isn't there an RPM packet?
There is, and well, you do it online.
Oh, you do it
and,
online,
and you have to have a nine be in it for 90 days, usually, unless you. Know somebody and they let you in beforehand, which I got that handed to me for one guy.
Found it. It's rpmmoves.com/carriers, right?
Right. And then you just do the whole thing online. So
I just put the link in the live chat. I mean, the thing is, getting signed up with every broker, why not? Right?
Yeah.
Because the day comes where you want their load, and now you got to fill out their packet like it's on fire, and then you got to call the insurance company.
And they don't hold the load.
And they're at lunch, and
And they will, like most of these companies will not hold the load while you're filling out a packet. And sometimes the packets are 23, 24 pages long. I know ACI's packet is 23 pages. I just filled it out.
Next of kin. Okay. What's your favorite color? Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. How many kids do you have?
I have a question to ask all these big brokers. Why in the world Can we not do all these online anymore? Why do we have to print 20 some pages worth of paperwork, fill it out, scan it, and send it back? I mean, RPM lets you do it online. Metro lets you do it online. Cars Arrive lets you do it online. Even RAT does part of it online. Of course, they make you print the 23-page document and scan it and resend it back. I don't get that. United Road does something similar, partly online.
That's why you got to dumb it down with the Dumb It Down app by Jay and John, where you can add tire marks, coffee stains, add fax machine ribbon, add crunchy paper on one side. Just dumb it down with Dumb It Down app.
And are you signed up with Carvana? There's a 3-pack out of Fredericksburg going down to Concord for $675. That's not, I mean, like I said, I try to make my guys, you know, $1,000 to $1,500 a day on a 3-car. Out of here, it's really hard to do.
Whoa. Hey, what? I like that Carvana load. Am I wrong?
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, it's not great, but it's not bad.
Oh.
I wouldn't take it only because it's not enough money for me to get my driver out of town. Honestly, some of these might be paying.
Boy, don't you feel stupid now, Jay? Okay. Okay, I'm just gonna go heat up my coffee.
I do my best.
I'll be back.
Sorry.
Later. Ish.
Let's look at something though. I want to see. I was taking loads down to North Carolina out of Maryland, Virginia. Individual units now for like $300 a piece. So let's see if they're still on here, because that just happened a couple weeks ago. I'm just gonna look. This Woodbridge, Virginia gives you both areas, so I'm just curious if they're still listing this stuff on here.
So she is doing another search. We're still looking for Maryland to anywhere 3-car, and we're doing that because that's the request from Fritz. If you have a load search request, go ahead and put it in the live chat. If there's a question you've got, if you want to bag on something, this is the show to do it, because Dispatching Live, we're talking about the spot market, and the spot market's not fun. It actually should, some call it the last resort market, but the load boards, the spot market, anything can happen, and you just got to be careful. So that's why we're here. We go live every week. There is enough craziness to go around, especially in the slow months. And it's going to get, hey, what do you, what do you, oh, go ahead. After this, we'll talk about Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Carvana, when you go on, if you're signed up with Carvana, you go to their ePay manager board where their loads are at. You can ask for more money, just so everybody knows. You do not have to accept that rate.
Okay.
Just keep in mind, Carvana takes anywhere from an hour to 3 hours to get the load. And you may not know if you've gotten it. You will not know if you've gotten it or not. So if you're basing your load around something from them, just know that it may be a while before you hear from them. I bid on one last night. I asked for $50 more. They did give it to me. However, they gave it to me after I already left the office and had changed my route. That's the only thing I do not like about how long it takes to get the loads. Because, you know, you may have a driver sitting there right then, and they're not going to wait for 3 hours. And you can call Carvana.
Yeah, what's the process? So you can only do it online. You can't talk to anybody.
Hard. Yeah, it's so hard to get through to anybody. I mean, it's like near to impossible. But if you go into...
So you go to ePay, go to ePay Manager, right? Go to ePay Manager, and there is a link, right? Or I don't know.
Yeah, once you're signed up, then you're going to have your username and password. Okay.
So once you get signed
that.
Up, you go to ePay Manager, click on the login, log in to ePay Manager. And
so then you go to distribution list.
Right, okay, all right.
And you're a carrier, so you go to the carrier list, and this is going to be all of their loads. I always change it so I can see them by alphabetical by the origination city. And those were like in Maryland, so we're going to be looking in Belcamp. Here's one right here. Okay, so this is one of them that I was looking at right here. So all you do is you go to bid. And then you can submit a custom bid, and you can add your money in here.
Cool.
So if you wanted more money, it looks like this is 5 vehicles. Go going from Bellcamp down to Concord. So if that was enough money for you, which I'm not sure if it is, you could add to it. Looks like it's, here's the good thing. They tell you how many miles it is, what your rate is. So if you were a five car, you're wanting at least, what, $2.50 a mile? So 432, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, that's not enough money. So, well, no, that's not true. 432. 1, 2, 3. You're almost at $3 a mile. Yeah, you'd be right. Sorry, I added too many on there. So that's not too bad of a load. Bellcamp is kind of a pain in the butt, though, to get in and out of.
Bellcamp is a, what is that, a holding yard? What's Bellcamp?
I have a feeling that for them, that's probably what it is. Yeah.
I think it, yeah, okay.
Or it could be a dealership, too.
Well, shoot, I just lost my thought because I was just seeing Victory Lap Transport was digging the show yesterday. Thank you. Oh, Bold Auto Logistics with Carvana, fast way to get responses to email them. Thank you. That's what I was thinking. Wow, that's awesome. You're like a mind reader, Bold Auto. Because I'm thinking, here.
Tried that too.
I know as we move forward into the Space Force, you know, future, that everything is electronic and buttons but. More and more, I believe in hybrid. Everything should be hybrid. I want to be able to do things without talking to somebody, but I want to talk to somebody if I need to. That's why every time I dial the phone, you know, I'm like, how do I dial? But anyways, I'll figure out phone one of these days. But what I mean is that I said representative. Sometimes I don't want to go through the menus. I just want to talk to somebody, and I don't have time to wait 3 hours for a call back or an email. I know I can't be alone on this. I'm pretty sure that in logistics, we still need people with phones, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, shoot, we text more than we talk on the phone anymore.
True. So yeah. Phone, text, email and website with buttons. All four. Can I get all four? Why do I just get one at a time? And I don't want to hear, if you got a voicemail that still uses audio cassette, no. Come on. You still hear, you can find brokers on Central Dispatch and you hear the oldest answering machine on the planet. You when's the last time you heard one of those? You call, nobody answers, and you can hear it, like, crank up. And the voice is weird, and they're like, yeah, this is the... Hello from the 1970s, you know, please leave a message, and we'll call you back. We're the best broker in the universe. Meanwhile, banjos are playing in the background. Okay, oh, jeez. Okay, all right. Hey, did we finish with, are we still searching? What do you think? What do you think we're doing?
Well, I think, well, I was just kind of looking to see, like I said, I was looking from Maryland and Virginia going down to Charlotte because, like I said, they had putting on loads like $300 a piece on here, which is a lot better than $675. So keep that in mind. I know sometimes you want a three-pack. It all depends on the area you're into. We all know that the tolls in Maryland are outrageous. So sometimes it's not going to be worth driving around, obviously. If you can get into Virginia and pick up, it's probably a little bit better deal. Like there's one right there. So
Silverman posed a question. Question, I see multiple listings. I see multiple listings, same vehicle, yeah. Different brokers with price all over the place, and it seems like I picked the one that doesn't have a contract. What's going on?
Probably none
here?
Of them have a contract.
Yeah. Oh, do you see what she did there? None of them have a contract. Well, the thing is that when you see that, number one, run, right?
Yeah.
And it happens all the time, and it's kind of like with with brokers or whoever that kind of just shafts carrier after carrier, maybe it's a carrier, that it just, I don't think there's any way to clean it up. And then you try to go back to the source, go back to Central Dispatch and say, hey, listen, you got all these companies, which Sue, you just said it last week that if you're a broker and you're on Central, you've already agreed that you have the contract when you post a load.
Right.
So what percentage what percentage of Central could you just scoop right off the table with that? But does anybody take care of it? Is there any, you know, is there anybody at the wheel?
No.
No. That'd be a no.
I mean, you're supposed to contact Central and let them know. Of course, you know as well as I do that they do nothing.
It's going to happen.
I turned another person in today. It was a okay, here's a story for y'all.
Right.
The Lowe's listed out of Alabama. I call this guy for the load. He's going to Dallas. I see that he's a carrier. I said, I want $400. He has it listed for $350. He's like, well, that I'm getting $400, but that's my broker fee. And I said, sir, you're not a broker. Yes, I am. I said, well, I'm looking right at you on Central. You're a carrier, not a broker. So you shouldn't get a broker fee. And he's like, well, no, I'm a broker. I'm like, no, I don't think you are. And I said, I'm sorry, I'm not going to haul for you. And I hung up the phone on him. And then I promptly turned him into Central Dispatch, who automatically sends me an email that says, thank you for sending me this information. We'll get back to you.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Automate. Right.
Yeah.
And nothing's going to happen.
No.
And that's so interesting.
I would say,
you know what I love about
legal
that story?
Carrier.
That guy was a, what was he? He was a
carrier.
He was a carrier.
Carrier.
Oh, wait a minute. He wasn't an illegal dispatcher. He was a carrier?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. And by the way, no one's going to listen to that either. Well, it's still the dispatcher that's illegal.
No.
Stinking illegal dispatchers.
Not the dispatcher listing the cars.
Coincidentally.
They don't even have an account to list a car. I don't think that's what the people understand.
Hey, coincidentally, you know what I mean? Shortly after I get a text for dispatching services. Huh? You got a text.
Really? From who?
I don't know. Yeah. No, that is coincidentally. Hey, what's up, Ghost Rider 115? Thanks for tuning in.
Really? That's interesting.
But I have I've gotten a couple text messages for dispatch services too. I will say this, is that on the one hand, listen, as an entrepreneur, you got to engage in marketing and you don't have the budget to, like, you know, pay Facebook and right. So I understand text. I understand unsolicited text marketing. I get it.
Right.
But
emails. Yeah.
The thing is that here's the deal. If you're going to send an unsolicited text or email, you can't have any freaking typos or stupid language.
Right.
Do not guarantee. Right. Do not ever use the word guarantee ever. For any reason, ever.
Yep.
You look stupid when you say guarantee. And when you, but, I just opened Pandora's box. That, now you're just pissing me. Yeah, exactly. And then there's also, don't say you're the best in the universe. Do not use that crappy language. Just be succinct and say, this is what we offer. This is what we do. Let us know if we can help. Just stop with the.
No, man.
What am I trying to say here? Getting worked up.
Crap.
Well,
stop with the crap.
All the trimmings and the nonsense, and we're the best. How many web pages out there say they're the number one blankety blank? You're not.
Oh.
You're not even number five, dude. I hate that. Oh, wow. Interesting.
So,
Ghost Rider. Hey, what's the best auto?
What's the best auto transport company?
What's the best auto transport company?
Hmm.
There is. Okay,
well,
you
like,
know the answer?
Like
there isn't one. There isn't.
There
are many, and then there are many that suck but say they're number one. That's how auto transport works. In fact, the ones that jump in the front of the line to tell you they're number one, just move them out of the way.
Yes, they're usually the worst.
Get them out of there. In fact, that first page on Google, no. All right?
Yeah.
I just said it. Yeah.
Because
anybody on the first
there.
Page on Google bought their way there. Next.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Just
skip it's like
to
on
page
Amazon
five.
When it says sponsored, that kind of thing. That means they paid their way to get up there.
Here we go. Victory Lap Transport. Hands down. The best on the East Coast. Actually, but I like that because it's not just this vague number one in the universe stuff. Ghost Rider 100 straight up, don't writing that BS, says, yeah, 100% guaranteed.
Yeah, indeed.
Just for you, my friend. Go with that. Yeah, do that.
Well, see, I get a lot of the emails for those dispatch companies because they send them to my drivers, but I get the emails. And it's always that. It's always like, we will guarantee you're always loaded. We will guarantee you we get you the best rates. We will guarantee you you're going to make X amount of money every week. And
right.
Stuff like that.
And right.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. We are not magical dispatch companies here.
It is just, and that's the thing too. If it's 2020, yo. And if you're still falling for clickbait, well, then you know what? You get what you get. Because I can't even believe people still fall for clickbait. It's wild.
Yeah.
That is some silliness.
Yeah.
And so people are going to tell you what you want to hear. Hey, we're the number one auto transport in the universe. You look awesome today. And we guarantee whatever you say is what you'll get. Just click here.
It says right on there, sir, auction support be quick.
I'm surprised people haven't tried that. We're the number one in the universe. You look great today. Somebody should try that. That would be amazing. You look great today. Okay, what are we doing? Oh, yeah, let's talk about Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Thanksgiving is next week, and obviously... And now in the past, and I don't know what COVID looks like, although I imagine this is still on the table. Thanksgiving is one of those weeks where it's kind of freaky. It's like a roller coaster, and there might be good money right before you think you're going to smack into the wall. I have on Tuesdays and Wednesdays booked awesome loads. This is not clickbait. True. I mean, I still remember one. True. I sent a driver, I think he was like Birmingham, and we got him back to Charlotte. And we were making fat money because there were people that were going to freak out if they didn't have their brand new car.
Right.
Right? And so I think
last few years, so you did that on Friday, is that what you're saying?
So I remember on a Monday freaking out. This is Monday before Thanksgiving. I was freaking out on Monday. By Tuesday, Wednesday, I was scooping up golden fish. And we weren't delivering until Friday, Saturday, Monday.
Right. I don't know how to predict this one, though.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. Me neither.
It's really slow. Yeah. Now, on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, I will honestly tell you, nobody works. I mean, there's very few brokers you can get to answer the phone on that day.
Well, you can't book anything. You can't book anything on Friday.
No.
Usually. Yeah.
You get to book Wednesday for Monday is what we're going to be doing. We're going to be scrambling on Monday.
See, what happens is Monday next week, you won't be able to book anything for delivery the following Monday because they're still, you know, going with the guy that says he's the best and guarantees and all this stuff. it's clickbait city. But by Tuesday, as reality sets in and you move from the seven stages of grief from, you know, you start moving closer to acceptance, then you can start booking those things for pickup Tuesday and Wednesday for delivery on Monday. And maybe even a Saturday.
Okay, you know? So we need to discuss, because I keep getting told by a bunch of drivers about this trucker shutdown.
Oh,
because they're saying they're doing it next week.
So that's real? So there is a trucker shutdown?
I don't know. There's a couple different Facebook things. John sent me a picture of a guy that had it written on the back of his truck in the dust.
Well, that's how you know
November
it's official.
22nd.
Yeah, no, that's a guarantee.
22nd through
that's
the
29th. That's how some people advertise their business. Wash me best auto transport.
Yes. So I'm just curious if anybody else has any info, because John keeps sending me stuff from Facebook and I keep getting different dates for it and different reasons for it. I mean, it's all spread out. So I don't know if it's actually legit, because were they not supposed to have one of these like a week or two ago too? Because one of my drivers got off the road because he was worried about it. And I don't think they did anything, did they?
So, all right, here's the deal. I know a guy that he keeps his finger on the pulse in the trucking world. And he said, I'll be at the trucker rally. Then a week, not even a week later, he posted, oh, okay, it's canceled. So I'm going to go with what he knows. I don't think it's happening. But even if it does happen, historically what we've seen, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news and bring my, you know, tiny violin and all that stuff, but these things don't do anything. They're regional at best. You might shut down an off-ramp, right? Or, you know, maybe, you know, maybe, you know, razzle somebody trying to make a phone call, but it's not that company we talked about earlier that's shafting people. They're still going to be shafting people. You can't, you can't, even if you could shut down America for a week, which, I mean, look what's, you know, COVID has proved that. You can shut down America for almost a year and you still can't change the way people do business.
Well, that's true. Well, I had a couple of my even customers that buy cars, and they were worried about it, too. And I was like, I don't know whether to believe it or not, because we've heard it several times, and it's never really happened. So,
you know,
like, even if it were, it's only supposed to be a couple days, they're still moving on. So
they don't
do
anything. Yeah, thank you, Frenchie. Yeah, yeah, they don't do anything. And I don't want to get philosophical and totally get crazy, but... Yeah, and Fritz says it was canceled. I thought it was canceled. That's that's actually the right way to go, man. You know, when you get it, this is the problem. I think that, okay, fine, I'll just say it. I think that any march or cause that you hit the streets, you get real wound up, you get your signs, you're like, we're going to change the world. Guess what? Next week is going to be next week.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, I'm with you on that one. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, take that.
Moving
from
on.
Take that from a stodgy old Roger. I'm just crushing dreams one after another. Speaking of, that's what we do in Dispatch. That's what we do on Dispatching Live. Let's talk about Thanksgiving next week. All right, so I talked about the rates. Now, here's the downside. I worked for a guy that hated holidays. All right?
Yeah.
This is real, and I don't think he's alone. I bet you there's a contingent that hate holidays.
Yes.
And he, the bigger the holiday, the harder he wanted to run. And I spent a day, I think it was a Friday after Thanksgiving, on the phone trying to find a forklift driver. On the Friday after Thanksgiving, trying to find a forklift driver. You know, everybody's inside eating, you know, leftovers or desserts. And I'm on the phone outside looking at the trees trying to find a forklift driver. Do not let this happen to you. Do not be me. Say no. Yeah. Don't answer the phone. Celebrate the holiday or do whatever you're going to do. But don't kill yourself over a forklift driver because somebody hates the holidays.
Yep.
Dispatching is a job, but it's not. You are not destined to hate your life. And
well,
I hate that I did
generally,
that.
I mean,
it's a true story.
Thanks. Every one of our drivers want to be home by Wednesday if they're even going out that week. And, you know, that's cool. I mean, most of them want to do a short in-out kind of thing. We could leave out Monday, come back Wednesday. I get it. If they're on there, we can do it. But we've been, like Atlanta's been rough. Every place has been rough. So it's, if you're going to get them in and out, you're right, Jay, we might get good loads just because nobody else is running. So we'll see how it plays out. I'll let you guys know next Thursday.
That's where you play it smart, right? Keep those cards close to your vest. Hold.
So should we discuss and let everybody know we're still going to do the show next Thursday too?
Oh yeah, let's talk about that. Yeah, good call. So we are going to be. Here's what we're going to do next week. We're going to have a Thanksgiving special. We're actually instead of having Ty on Cars of the Move on Friday, we're going to take the day off. We're going to do a short Dispatching Live, and Ty's going to join us. And we're just going to do like a 60-minute show next Thursday on Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Ooh, Frenchie, that's it. You are not a babysitter for misery. Amen. Amen. Thank you guys so much. You know, because you can't get it back. And that's one of the interesting things. You can't. I'll never forget. I'll never forget staring at the trees. On hold, looking for a forklift driver. And I don't think anything happened. I think I just lost hours of my life that I'll never get back. Pretty sure that's what it was. Speaking of hours of life that you never get back. So you had a driver. So maybe it wasn't you. Somebody had a driver that, again, kind of like my story, doesn't want to admit that there's a slow season.
Yeah, I mean, well, and I honestly, I don't even know if it's that. It's like when we were talking about, it's like there's new people, new brokers, new drivers. They don't understand that this is real. This isn't something that just happened this year. It's not something that we're making up. This happens twice a year. This is the worst slow season, is the part from, usually this starts around September and goes all the way till like, you know, mid January, 1st of January. This one hung out for us a little bit longer this year because I think of COVID and there were so many loads on the board. But it is a regular thing and it happens again, usually what, June-ish, I think I want to say. I'd have to look at my books because I do keep track of all this stuff. And it's that one only lasts for about a month, I think, is when we're slow. That one's not bad. That's
right.
Nothing,
it's like a midsummer
right
dip.
Yeah. It's when, I always say it's around snowbird season, but that wouldn't be snowbird season, would it?
Well, and that's why this year was weird, because June was insane. There were over 60,000 loads on Central Dispatch. That was nuts.
Which is never, I've never seen anything like that.
50, 50 used to be celebratory. This was 60 plus.
Well,
it was wild.
Hey, no, let's say 27,000 was celebratory, okay? I think that's the most I've ever really remember seeing. But I don't ever put, you always give it like a 30-day window. I only give it usually a 3 to 5 day window because I don't want to see that crap that's way out in the, you know, months from now. I think that's stupid. I don't know why people do that stuff.
So you just hit on another important topic, is that there are companies. They're more likely they're brokers, and they're posting loads for 10, 15, 20, 30 days out. And they want you to call in. And I had a driver. We used to call in. This is why I think U-Ship is a total waste of time. Because I can't look at a load a month in the future. I can't. No,
because you don't know where you're going to be.
And I'm talking spot market. If you have a client that regularly ships with you, sure.
Right, that's good.
You could talk about a month away. But if it's a random person that uses words like guarantee, and it's a month out, run. Don't do it.
Well, and you know, I could understand the reasoning of putting them out there. If this was a regular run of yours, say you ran, you know, Georgia to Philadelphia, and that's what you did. Yeah, you could look 30 days out and pre-book those out, but you and I both know that by the time you get to that 30 days, that load is usually not any good. They've already changed their mind, or they've changed the date. It's something. Because you're dealing, usually that the loads that are that far out are individuals. They are residents.
That's right.
Something happened.
Their hair appointment has changed, or somebody broke a toe. Right. Yeah, no,
you don't know, so.
And then, so you spend all this time high-fiving and building triangles, and then nothing.
Well, and I remember, I mean, a couple years ago, you could book out a week in advance, and things were pretty good. Now anymore, you can't even book out a week in advance. They're not letting you even do that. I mean, you're lucky if you get to book out 2 days in advance for a broker. They want it then. They want it, you know, somebody's going to call and say, we're picking it up today or the next day. They're not going to say, okay, I'll pick it up from you, you know, next week. I'm cool with that, dude. No, they're going to say, no, I want, my customer wants his car the next day. I'm sorry. I'm going to give it to that person. You know what I mean?
So speaking of, you said, okay, a company gave you a dispatch and within 3 minutes canceled it. What happened? What was that?
Yeah, I was so mad. I took a load from a company. Yeah, on Monday, I think it happened. I got a load. And I was waiting for him to send it over. I think I went into the bathroom. I saw it had come over. I went to go accept it, and he'd already canceled it within 3 minutes. I called him back 3 times to get an answer from them to see out why it was canceled. And he said, well, you didn't accept it. I'm like, you gave me 3 minutes. He's like, well, somebody else was willing to take it right then. I'm like,
okay, so wait, that's a lie. Okay, so that was a lie, right? You didn't accept it? That was a lie.
No, I didn't accept it.
I'm saying is they gave you 3 minutes, and then when you said, wait, where did it go? And they said, you didn't accept it. That was a lie, right?
Yeah, no, that's the truth. That's exactly what happened. He canceled it within 3 minutes of sending it through Central.
I literally
looked at the time.
But his explanation of why he canceled it.
Yeah, no, that's the truth. That's what he told me. He said, you did not accept it. He said, you didn't accept it. I had somebody else that was going to accept it right now. I said, you gave me 3 minutes, dude. And he's like, well, I'm sorry. I'm like, I have never, and I said this, I have never heard of any kind of crap like that before in my life. And I hung up the phone on.
That's why I said, it's got to be a lie. But if he's serious, wow.
Oh, yeah. He was straight serious. And I'm just like, who does that?
What was the psychological profile on that? Was he like stiff corporate, or what's the deal? What was he thinking?
I no clue. He said, you didn't answer the phone.
If you were a carrier, which so many people insist they only want to deal with a carrier, if you were a carrier, you're strapping down a tire. That could totally happen.
You don't accept that low. Yeah. I have the time because I'm a broker too. I have to call the people after 2-3 hours saying, dude, if you want this load, you need to accept it, or I've got to move on. But that's 2 to 3 hours. That's not 3 minutes.
Oh, exactly. No. And it is commonplace to go an hour without accepting a load. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, and I'm
they're
not
doing stuff.
And I'm not, yeah, and I'm not saying that's awesome, you know.
No.
If you're a dispatcher, pro tip. As soon as you get the dispatch, take a look at it. Make sure the rate is right. Make sure the pickup and delivery dates are right. Make sure the location is what you thought it was. Check those things, then accept it. Don't wait an hour and don't just click it without checking those details.
Yeah.
That's step number one. But this 3 minutes business, dude,
I was totally stunned. I don't think I've ever had
I'm
that
still,
happen.
I'm still trying to figure out what that person is thinking. And here's my guarantee. There's no way this person will continue to operate in the same fashion for a very much longer time. They're going to learn that that's not going to work. If you expect carriers to accept your loads and maintain what it is that they do, you're in total denial of what carriers do if you're giving less than 3 minutes to accept a load.
I agree that's
stupid.
Well, and besides the fact, if I didn't call you just for the fun of it, I called you for a load. So why? It's not like I'm going, oh, it's a joke, I don't really want it.
You're breathing head. Why I'm calling about a load.
So I mean, that just totally blew me away, and I was so ticked off for a long time about it.
I would be too. I'm kind of irritated, and it wasn't even my load. Yeah. let's see here now. Did you see Tuesday night? We were talking about mobile apps and load boards, and this is what I wanted to ask you. Do you? I think I already asked you, but I'm going to ask you again. Do you log into your driver's mobile apps?
I have before. I do not do it.
You don't do it regularly.
And here's the problem too. When I've tried to help a driver when he was having problems with an app, I've clicked into it. It kicks him out. You can only have one person in there at a time.
Exactly.
And so then it doesn't really do a lot of good other than, because I can't explain it to him while I'm looking at the app to where to go.
Right, because you can't both look at the same time. So you log in, it kicks him out, and now you're talking about something he can't see. Great system.
Exactly. Yeah. So, no, I don't usually, but I have.
Right. Well, and even if you do, as I know, if you log into a driver's mobile app and he's logged in and it allows you to both do that, it can create some conflicts with what's happening. So it's actually not recommended, from what I recall. So the reason we're talking about this is there's a company that insists that if the dispatcher wants to see what the driver can see, they need to log into the driver's app because they can't get all the information on the dispatch dashboard. Right. Am I understanding that properly?
Yes, that is true, and it has just come about recently.
And so it just smacks. It sounds a lot like that handshake email. Like, we're going to do it this way, and that's what we're going to do.
Right.
Next.
I mean, we have been talking to them about it, and they're a very large company. We're not saying who it is. But
no, I'm not.
There's some of the dispatchers that work there understand what we're saying, so they'll send us what we need.
Good.
But then there's some dispatchers really that sit there and argue with you repeatedly about it. And I think that the difference between that are newbies and people have been doing this for a long time.
Well,
because
yeah.
they don't understand what the dispatcher's role is.
Some people just have more empathy and compassion than other people. Too. And I don't, you know, this is not a judgment. It's just the way it is. And I hope that they see the error in their way and then they, because here's what's so strange. Some companies, they do things because they feel like the driver and the carrier is the only one that matters in their chain of custody. And all the illegal dispatchers and all these other people buzzing around are just making noise and trying to take their cut. Not so.
Right.
Because the driver is so busy loading, unloading, driving, hitting scales, you know, all this other stuff that they don't have time to verify the loads. And by the way, your S stinks too, because I can tell you for a fact that I've booked your loads and there's incorrect addresses or there's wrong information. The phone number's wrong. Yep. This stuff is incomplete. Yep. And you need people making these calls and double checking this information.
Yes.
That's what keeps everything in motion. So why would you hinder the ability for somebody to help fix your problem?
Exactly.
The heck?
Well, on top of it, the driver doesn't have time to call these people and verify these cars. And
they do not.
I mean, that's the purpose of what we do. I mean, and honestly, I'm pretty sure the drivers do not want to look at that little tiny app and try to call either.
Oh my gosh, right, they're bumping down the road. You know what I mean? Oh, okay, let's see here. Yeah, hey, I'm calling about, I got the wrong number. Oh, what's the load ID? Yeah. I don't know. Please. Come on, it's so silly. Yeah. It is. Yeah. It's silly. Listen, and drivers and carriers that are able to do all that, man, kudos. That's awesome. I think that's fantastic. Yeah. But it's not the case for all drivers in all situations. Yeah. And then there's the other side of the coin. Well, why didn't you call ahead? Because I'm loading, unloading, and fighting an ELD. Yep. I've hit my third scale today. What are you talking about? You dispatched a load. What else do you do besides verify information? Right? What are you getting paid for? That's another one of my questions. I'll shove it right back across the table at you. What are you collecting 30% for?
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Incorrect information and random phone calls?
Well, I do.
Just to put that you're the best in the West on the website? Come on. What else we got here? Okay, so running right along. Okay, we got two more subjects. We got, let's talk about working in Canada. That was a really interesting request. Because I think it comes up from time to time. I hear, you know, are there Canadian load boards? How do you get work in Canada? It's an interesting topic. And there are loads in Canada. And when you talk to Canadian companies, it seems like it's a different system in Canada. It's not a direct...
I would assume, because it's different.
It seems to be, the loads are more sparse, there are less companies, and people know each other more. Whereas here, you can just randomly screw people. I'm not saying you should, but apparently that's what happens, right?
Yeah, true.
I don't think you can randomly shaft your neighbor in Canada. I'm speculating. I don't actually know. All right. That was a big topic. Let's go to Mannheim DHL. Let's talk about this. That email, right? There's the email from DHL.
Ready Auto? Was it Ready Auto, though, that I sent you?
Let's see here. Let me see if I can pull this up. I'm gonna pull up because I'm gonna talk about this. This is a sneak peek. Yeah, real exciting, Jay. It's a sneak peek to Tuesday night's live. I'm gonna talk about this in industry news, but I think the real audience for this is right here. If you're a dispatcher, I'm gonna make sure that's up on the screen. Okay, so if you're a dispatcher, you might want to know, if you're a driver, carrier, you might want to know, what is this? Ready Logistics, Mannheim Logistics forms exclusive agreement with DHL Supply Chain. Okay, so all we want to know is, how does this affect me, right? Okay, well, number one, Ready says it's an exclusive multi-year agreement with DHL, all right? So how does this affect me, Jay? And here's the key reasons for our decision. Industry-leading platform, leader in transport, partnering, cultural. Okay, hey, Jay, I just said what's in it for me. All right, so let's see if we can find that. All right, here's page two. Answer your questions. Okay. Oh, here we go. How will this impact me as a carrier? Answer. You will see an overall improvement of your experience, including improved technology capabilities, enabling a faster, more efficient dispatch process, load and route optimization, and integrated digital tools providing real-time information. You will continue to interact with Manheim Ready, and we will remain responsible for the end-to-end shipper experience and results. Interpretation.
Yeah, I need it.
Is things will be awesome and you're still dealing with Ready. Okay, got it. Okay. Ready will continue to own all client relationships and experience. Okay. Improved technology will allow us to continue to automatically dispatch loads. Here we go. This is some Improved technology will allow us to continue to automatically dispatch loads to our high-performing carriers with greater accuracy and visibility. Now, this is really important. So, if you and Ready have a good relationship, keep it going, because their improved technology will continue to feed you loads. Essentially, you are becoming a sub hauler. I'm sure I'm probably not allowed to use that legal language, but if you are working for Ready and it's working well, they're going to continue to give you loads. And their technology will be even better at recognizing your route and what you're doing. And that's good. So you'll continue to use One Dispatch. We're making enhancements to One Dispatch. Now there's another. So One Dispatch is going to change. We're going to see a new and improved One Dispatch. By the way, Ready is not planning on buying any trucks or trucking companies. So Ready is not getting into the trucking business. They're going to make the website better. They're going to make automated self-dispatch better. And here's what I'm reading. If you're in a good relationship with Ready Logistics, it's going to get better. If you are on the outskirts, because now tell me this. And you can share the screen again, Sue, if you want to. But we're in the final 10 minutes. But we might search for another load. Who knows what we'll do. But, Sue, can you sign up with Ready right now if you're not already signed up?
Yes, you still can. Yes, excellent. You still can.
All right, so my recommendation is, if you're not signed up with Ready Logistics, get signed up. Where do you go?
Yes. Well...
Do you go to One Dispatch or is it Rat Loads?
No.
Do we search for Rat
Loads? I have
again?
A link. No, it's not anywhere where you can find it. As far as I know, it's a link that I have. So if you want to sign up, send me an email. I've got the thing to go to.
Okay. So if you want to sign up, email Sue. Is that the best way to contact you is email?
Yeah. Because
you're busy all day booking loads.
Yeah, email it's really hard to talk on the phone. So, email me. I'll send you over the list. There's a once you click to the list, all you have to do is click the link. It takes you right to it.
Dispatch sign up link. Okay, cool. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm sure. I am sure, absolutely positive that Rat's going to close this down, and probably soon. So do it now while you have the chance. Otherwise, it may be a year or two. It's been closed for 2.5 years.
Well, exactly.
So
that's why,
you need
I'm
to do
surprised
it now.
It's still open. That's amazing.
I am too. Wow. I signed someone up the other day for it, and I was shocked too when I went to it and it was still open.
And one of the reasons, I actually have evidence of why. I'm not just speculating. I got... the information, I believe I was told, but I'll at least say I had the information that it was an opinion from that company that they had plenty of carriers on plenty of routes. And
that's what they told us.
You know, devil may care whether that's real or not. If that's their opinion, they're going to go with that opinion. Yep. So, The gates are open.
We were told that on the phone too. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. The gates are now. Are there any routes where they won't take new carriers? Do you know? I mean, it would be hard for you to know their routes, but
all they do is when you fill out your packet on their online, they ask you what routes you run. I'm not really sure if they care right now. Before when they had it where it was closed, they wanted you to pick a car that had been on the board for over, what was it, 7 to 10 days?
Oh, yeah, that's right. They had a simulation.
Then you could fill out the packet. Didn't mean you're going to get the load. And then you had to do so many loads within 60 days, too, as well, to stay active with them. So back then, when we were trying to get people signed up, I'll just be honest, I would give them the most far-out weirdo places that I could to try to get a driver signed up, and they still wouldn't sign us up. Like North Dakota, I said I did South Dakota. Nobody signed up. So,
and then just
it
like
did not matter.
Remember the old Bozo show where the kid had to throw the ping pong ball into the 5 buckets? You had to do that too.
Yeah.
And if you could get the ping pong ball in the 5th bucket, you might get the load. So, anyways, I think here's my guess is they actually went and found out that a third of their database was no longer an active carrier
in business,
right? Oh,
well,
gosh.
I think that might be part of it, but I think the other part was COVID, because there were so many. Because this happened all during COVID.
Yeah, no, you're.
Drivers were on the road,
right?
And they weren't picking up their loads, so they had to open those doors up to get more people that were actually still running to get their stuff moved. And I think that's why they're still open. But I seriously think that window is closing.
Oh, it's
so
good.
Yeah.
Speculating Live says that window will close. Based on what we know and what we've seen, that window will close. So get signed up. Because Ready Logistics, One Dispatch, I consider it a good load board to be signed up with.
Yes. Absolutely.
I don't know how many times I booked a load after hours using their online system, and it was a relief. All right, cool. We got a load.
And,
awesome.
Yeah, and I don't now still verify, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Still
verify. That's right. Do not pop the champagne.
Yes.
Get up early.
Verify.
If you book a load after hours, get up early. Verify.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, and it'll have nothing to do with after hours. If you get a load, verify.
Because
it does not matter. Yes. And I will also tell you guys another thing about Ready Auto. Okay, so you get the load, you call to verify the car, they don't know where the hell it's at, okay? Do not call Ready and tell them. They will take that car from you.
Oh, my gosh.
If you really want that car, you put on your detective hat and you go find that car.
You are totally right. If you call and tell them some bad news about the vehicle, they'll undispatch it. And now life is worse. And then you get a call back 5 minutes later. Oh, yeah, we have that. Come and get it.
Yeah,
I would if I still had.
And they won't
dispatch.
Call you. Yeah, and they will, and Ready will not call you and say they figured it out. So if you really need it, work it yourself.
Nobody, that's an odd. Here's a guarantee. When someone in this industry realizes their mistake, they are not calling you back. They'll just repost it or whatever.
Yep, yep.
Just like when
go ahead.
No, you please.
The rep, and here's the thing too about Ready Auto. Okay, so I don't like how they give you, you get a score, a percentage score of how many loads you've actually done and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because if you cancel a load and it's their fault, you shouldn't get dinged against it, but you do. And I don't think that's fair. That's number one thing I don't like.
Hopefully they'll fix that.
It should not go
against
you.
Tell them, Sue. That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
It's your fault. Well, I think the percentage and rating system is going
to
get better. Here's the thing. DHL, okay, here's what we got to do. We need to channel the universe. Oh, DHL gods, please, please help fix the system.
Yeah.
Okay? Because that apparently is a major reason for this arrangement. I'm sure there are other money reasons and etc. But hopefully the DHL technology improves the problems that with the rating system. It's what is it? Does it work? I don't know, because I know for a while allegedly, even people there would say, yeah, just ignore it. Right?
Yeah, the percentage rating system, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, well, then you get the call.
We got the...
And they're chewing your ass out.
We're negative 75%. I've seen that.
You ain't getting those Mannheim cars, I can tell
right?
you that.
So can you, can you help us get that fixed? Nah, just ignore that. Don't worry about that.
Well, see, but here's the thing with your ratings. That's... So if your ratings are high, that's the ones that they offer you loads, okay? Mm-hmm. They give you good loads.
Yeah,
they'll send, here's the other fallback on them giving you a load. You have to accept that load within 30 minutes or it's gone. And, you know, as well as I do, if you're a driver on the road, how are you going to even know you got the offer?
Checking your emails every 5 seconds. I don't remember Ready Logistics doing that. They do if you don't get it
given
in 30
loads.
Minutes. Really?
No. When they make you an offer, like you didn't request this load, they've offered you the load because you've ran that route before.
Okay.
So that's the difference. Because I get the emails for them, but I'll be honest, I haven't seen any offers of loads in a long time. And I've got several drivers that have like really high scores. And a lot of times they would give us Mannheim loads at rates that were astronomical compared to what's on the regular ready board. Because we had hauled cars that area and we had a high score. But I have not seen that in probably 6-8 months. I haven't had an offer, nothing.
That
weird,
is very interesting. Yeah, I'm rusty on that one. Oh, hey, by the way, I need to do this. I'll take the screen back. We're done searching for the day. We're going to sign off here in a minute. But I did want to give a shout out to Paladin, John, at Paladin Enterprises. He said that he got, I guess he was hanging out in the lot here with Johnston RV. Johnston
yes.
RV said, hey, I recognize you and Jay and Sue from Auto Transport Intel. So that's super cool. So shout out to John. Shout out to Johnston RV. And Ty, it's happened a couple times recently where somebody saw the show. And I think Ty actually said that a guy, I think he was in the parking lot, and the guy goes, hey, are you that guy? Like, live in the parking lot or whatever? Because he recognized his voice or something?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. So it is, it's neat. So thank you guys so much. Send us your pictures. If you want to share your, you know, I know everybody loves to share pictures of great loads and the trucks all cleaned up. Send it to me, autotransportintel@gmail.com. We'll be happy to share that on either Dispatching Live or on Tuesday Nights Live. And tell me about your company. I want to help promote your company and promote the good news because, hey, man, they're not the only ones that are the best in the universe. I know that you're working hard and you care about what you do. So let me know. And I want to help. I do want to help. Explain that, Fritz. What is that? Tell me what that comment means because I can't interpret it. Just let me know. Let me know what you mean because I do want to know. Anything else, Sue?
No, I'm curious about what that means too.
Right? What does he mean? I don't know. I honestly don't know. Direct to carrier request. If you want to expound on that, Carlos, because I don't know what that means. We got two cliffhangers at the end. It's like a good book. I can't wait to read the next chapter. Dispatching Live. Is your I'm excited. I'm really glad to say this that you guys, Auto Transport Intel is gaining steam, especially in the business realm, and that's good. There seems to be this. There's a thinking that it's just carriers and carriers. Carriers are the only ones that can help carriers. No, that's not true. In fact, what you've seen is that we get told that dispatchers are illegal and they're hurting the industry. Meanwhile, there's another carrier illegally brokering. And not only that, mm-hmm. but doesn't want to share his little piece of the pie. So, hey, Fritz says the green truck is Hotshot Dave. I did not know that. That's Hotshot Dave? The green truck with the stripe is Hotshot Dave. I did not know that. Huh. Well, then I already gave a shout out to Hotshot Dave. I didn't even realize it. And I was one, actually, I was, when I saw Johnston RV Transport, I didn't know who the driver was. So, look at that, Sue.
I didn't know that.
Anything is possible. I had no idea.
Are we sure that our Johnston RV is Hotshot Dave? Because he's hauled for me several times as a broker. I mean, as a transport broker situation. Really?
I didn't know that. Now, wait a minute. Look at the side of the truck. Yeah, look.
Hold on.
Look, there it is.
John sent me the same.
Look, there it is. I did not know that. Yep. He's got Hotshot Dave written on the side of the truck. I didn't even know that. Fritz, thank you so much. That's Dave.
That's hilarious.
I can't
believe he's hauled for me. That's even funnier.
Well.
Because remember, dispatchers are illegal. So.
Oh, let me tell you something.
That's crazy.
That's one of the things. And that's actually why I try to be so careful and I throw out allegedly like it's Tic Tacs. Is that the things we say today, they could be wrong tomorrow. And there's no way we know everything now that we won't learn in the future to gain new perspective and insight. And so I do not know everything, but I do know this. Dispatchers are not illegal janitors, and anybody that talks like that, I can't wait until they walk back on that. Dispatching is a job, and just because the FMCSA doesn't know what it is, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Just like drivers wish the FMCSA contained drivers, let me tell you, the FMCSA could use a dispatcher to understand what dispatching is. And any law that's passed can be changed in the future. So before you quote scripture and verse about how you know this and that, get ready for something to change in your future. That is how I will leave this show. Thank you guys so much for being a part of it. I had fun, and I think it was informative, and I hope we helped. So please let me know how we can help you. I'm Jay at Auto Transport Intel. This is Sue at Murphy Auto Transport. And we are here every Thursday, noon Central Time. We will be back next week on Thanksgiving for a noon Thanksgiving special. 1 hour. Join us. Have turkey on hand or whatever you're doing, whatever your appetizer is. What's your favorite thing to eat on Thanksgiving, Sue? Is it the turkey? Is it the dressing? What do you like?
Well, it's either turkey or ham. Well, no, let's be honest. I like the pies.
Yeah.
Let's just...
Yeah, let's be honest. You know, one I really like, I love that bowl of black olives. Man, I'll eat the whole thing.
Ew. Oh, I can't do olives. They're gross.
I'll take
a good pecan pie any day.
Oh, I tell you, and I used to be all about pumpkin pie, but I like crazy things like coconut cream or banana cream, but I love it. So guys, please do join us next Thursday. Tell us what your favorite thing to eat is. Maybe you're eating it right then. Or taking a relaxer, whatever you're doing, please do join us. Thank you guys so much for joining us again today. Stay safe, and we'll see you soon. Peace out.